Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me away.
Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day. As we journey through life, it's important to remember that we have a choice in how we approach each day. We can either choose to see the world through our own limited perspective, or we can choose to see things with God's eyes and approach life with a faith and possibility attitude. In this devotional, we will explore what it means to have a God mindset and how we can cultivate this mindset in our daily lives. Join me as we dive into the Word of God and discover the power of seeing things with God's eyes. The topic is, the God mindset, and our Bible text is from Philippians chapter 2 verse 5.
Philippians chapter 2 verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
Our Bible text today encourages us to develop the God mindset, as believers. But what does it mean to have a God mindset? It means that we see the world through God's eyes. We approach every situation with the knowledge that God is in control and that His will is going to be done. The Bible tells us where we read in Philippians chapter 2 verse 5, "Let this mind be in you which was also in Christ Jesus." Apostle Paul there admonishes us that we should embrace the God mindset. This is the mindset that we need to have if we are to live a life that is pleasing to God. We need to have a mind that is focused on God and His will for our lives. As we navigate through life, we can either choose to view situations through our limited human perspectives or look at them through the lens of God's eyes. The God mindset allows us to see things differently and approach challenges with a faith and possibility attitude. What does it mean to have a God mindset? Firstly, having a God mindset involves seeing things with a possibility attitude. We should believe that with God, anything is possible. In Matthew chapter 19 verse 26, Jesus says, "With man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." When we have a God mindset, we believe that God can take a seemingly impossible situation and turn it around for our good. We must not limit ourselves by our own beliefs or the beliefs of others, but rather believe that God can do anything. Secondly, a God mindset involves having faith that God is in control and that He will work all things out for our good. We must remember that God sees the bigger picture and understands everything in ways we cannot fathom. The Bible tells us in Proverbs chapter 3 verses 5 to 6, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths." This verse encourages us to trust in God and not our own understanding. Our understanding can be limited, but God's understanding is infinite. Thirdly, a God mindset involves seeing things as God sees them, even if it contradicts what is practicable. Often we are limited by our human nature, but we can determine to go beyond what the human sense can fathom and begin to see things in God's way. We can become more like God and reason like Him when we behold Him. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18 says, "But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord." This verse emphasizes that we can be transformed into God's image and even see things God's way by the Spirit of the Lord. Developing a God mindset requires intentional effort and a willingness to surrender our ways to God's ways. Here are some practical steps to help us develop a God mindset. 1. Trust in God's plan. One of the foundational principles of the God mindset is trusting in God's plan for our lives. This means believing that God has a purpose and a destiny for each of us, and that He is working all things together for our good. Romans chapter 8 verse 28. Even when we can't see the end result or understand why we're going through a particular trial, we can trust that God is in control and that He has a plan that is far greater than anything we could imagine. In the book of Jeremiah, God says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future, Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11. When we trust in God's plan and believe that He has our best interests at heart, we can approach life with a sense of peace and confidence, knowing that He is guiding us every step of the way. 2. Focus on the positive. Another key principle of the God mindset is choosing to focus on the positive, even in the midst of difficult circumstances. This doesn't mean ignoring the challenges we face or pretending that everything is okay when it's not. Rather, it means choosing to look for the good in every situation and trusting that God is able to work all things together for our good. In Philippians chapter 4 verse 8, the Apostle Paul encourages us to think about whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. When we focus on the positive, we are able to see the world around us in a new light and approach life with a sense of joy and gratitude, even in the midst of difficulty. 3. Cultivate a heart of gratitude. Related to focusing on the positive is cultivating a heart of gratitude. When we take time to acknowledge the blessings in our lives and give thanks for them, we are able to shift our focus away from our problems and onto the goodness of God. As Psalm chapter 100 verse 4 says, "Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name." When we cultivate a heart of gratitude, we are able to approach life with a sense of joy and contentment, even in the midst of difficult circumstances. We are reminded of God's faithfulness and goodness, and we are able to trust that He will continue to provide for us and guide us every step of the way. 4. Walk by faith, not by sight. Another key principle of the God mindset is walking by faith, not by sight. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7, the Apostle Paul writes, "For we live by faith, not by sight." This means that we are called to trust in God's promises and to believe that He is able to do what He has said He will do, even when we can't see the evidence of it yet. Walking by faith requires us to step out of our comfort zones and take risks, even when we don't know what the outcome will be. It means trusting that God is leading us and that He will guide us every step of the way. When we walk by faith, we are able to see the world around us in a new light and approach life with a sense of excitement and anticipation, knowing that God has great things in store for us. 5. Embrace a possibility attitude. Finally, the God mindset is characterized by a possibility attitude. This means approaching life with an openness to new opportunities and a willingness to take risks. It means believing that anything is possible with God and that He is able to do immeasurably more than we could ask or imagine, Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20. When we embrace a possibility attitude, we are able to see the world around us in a new light and approach life with a sense of excitement and anticipation. We are able to dream big and believe that God is able to bring those dreams to fruition. We are reminded that nothing is impossible with God, and that He is able to do far more than we could ever imagine. In conclusion, the God mindset is all about seeing things with God's eyes and approaching life with a faith and possibility attitude. By trusting in God's plan, focusing on the positive, cultivating a heart of gratitude, walking by faith, and embracing a possibility attitude, we are able to tap into the power of God's love and grace and overcome any obstacle that comes our way. As we continue to seek after God and cultivate a God mindset in our daily lives, we will be amazed at the incredible things He is able to do through us. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank You for this message today. We pray that You help us to cultivate a God mindset in our daily lives. Give us the faith to trust in Your plan for our lives and the courage to focus on the positive, even in the midst of difficult circumstances. Help us to cultivate a heart of gratitude and to walk by faith, not by sight. As we go today, grant us the grace to embrace a possibility attitude, believing that anything is possible with You. Thank You for everything. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from 2 Samuel chapter 13, chapter 14 and chapter 15. And for the evening, Luke chapter 20 verses 1 to 26. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries.
You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.